Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. Mr. Constant coming to you with the Astro Blast podcast, along with my sidekick,
Mrs. Bernard.
Hello, Mrs. Bernard. How are
Hi.
You? Hey, today we have a couple of special guests with us today. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Mrs. Tuttle. I am a school counselor in the Freshman Academy.
And Mr. Dugas, I'm Special Education Program Coordinator.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, welcome aboard. These two fine employees of Pinkerton Academy mm-hmm. are here because they are both veterans. They served in our military, and Friday, November 11th, is Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to just recognize these two great individuals and kind of talk to them about their history with the military and here at Pinkerton Academy and right. get a feel for what they're all about.
Right. Yeah. So thank you, first of all, for your service.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. And so do you both want to just give us a little background about what you did and how you got there?
Sure. So I spent 8 years with the Army National Guard out of Connecticut as a military police officer. So I would serve, my time would be 1 week in a month. And over the summer, I'd do 2 to 3 weeks working with RAT. I got to do a couple security missions over at West Point. I also got to spend 2 weeks pulling security as a police officer over at West Point as well.
Wow.
What a cool experience.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And Mr. Dugas?
I was in the Army and the National Guard for about 8 years, actually 9 years total. I did a stint of a year of service over in Bosnia.
Wow.
Other than that, I was stateside for the rest of it.
Well, amazing. Thank you both for that service that right. you provided right. for this country. So that's really great. What drove you into that world, Jess? I'll start with you, Jess. And Jess and I have experience from back in the day when she was a high school student and an amazing volleyball player. We used to have to...
I know what he's going to say.
I coached the Pinkerton volleyball team, and we used to have to game plan for Jess back then. So tell us about how you got involved in the military. Like, what brought you into that world?
Sure. So right out of high school, my plan had been to join the military. My motivation was I wanted to see how tough boot camp was.
Oh, really?
Yes. But I ended up getting an athletic scholarship, so I went to college first. But yeah. after college, I still had a strong interest in yeah. the military. So I reached out to my local recruiter. I set myself up to take the ASVAB. The ASVAB is a test that you take to kind of determine which jobs you would qualify for. Mm-hmm. Once I had my scores back, I had my list of job openings, and I worked with my recruiter to select military police.
Amazing. Excellent. Good yeah, for you. Cool. And yeah. that ASVAB test is done here at Pinkerton Academy every year.
Yes, it is. And it a lot of our students take it just to kind of get a feel for what direction career mm-hmm. They would have an interest in. You do not have to take it just because you're interested in joining the military. Mm-hmm. But the military does have a baseline that you need to meet in order to qualify to be recruited. And then certain jobs will also have a baseline you have to meet as well.
Interesting.
Do you know when that test is offered here?
I believe it's offered in the spring.
Okay.
I know the upperclassmen counselors will put an announcement out over the intercom as well as via email mm-hmm. and online and give the information for that.
And that test is not required. That's optional for any mm-hmm. student who wants to take it, but it sounds like it would be a good thing to take.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any student interested in trying to explore what direction they want to go
right.
after
career
high school,
path.
Career
yeah.
path. It
yeah.
can help you kind of recognize what
that's
direction
excellent.
I feel like I want to take that test. I still
I know,
don't know
seriously.
What I want to do when I grow up.
Yeah. I don't think you want to be an administrator, do you?
I'm just
you're a fabulous administrator.
Thank you very much, but I'm living day to day here.
Yeah,
so
me too.
How about Mr. Dugas?
Well, I hated high school, so I was one of those, and I graduated without a plan, got my diploma. And I just happened to be walking. I knew I wanted to be a police officer, so I had no idea how to get there. I was walking around the mall 3 days after I graduated high school. I'm like, what the heck am I going to do? Mm-hmm. I ran into an Army recruiter at the mall, and the next day I was signing up.
Wow.
Wow. And did you follow through and become a police officer?
I was for 16 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Where was that?
In Rochester, New Hampshire, and Salem, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Nice.
Wow. Pretty neat pass there.
Yeah.
And what would you say, I can imagine the experience that you got was incredible for both of you. What can you take away from that helped prepare you for, you know, what you're doing now, rest of your life? I mean, why would it be so advantageous for our kids to consider something like this?
I know that a lot of the training you get through the military can cross over to civilian jobs as well. So some of the training you go through and certifications sometimes can help you get jobs in the civilian side as well. Civilian side just for us means not military job.
Right.
And just personal skills, mental toughness was such a strength that I learned through the military, just learning how to deal with people and stress.
For me, it just gave me direction. It gave me guidance and purpose from where I had none. So it just helped me grow up very quickly.
And getting on a police force is not an easy task. So I would assume that really helped pave the way for you to get onto a police force.
It does, because if you want to become a police officer, they look not only for education, but they look for that service record. And because they know if you can make it into the military and through the military for any amount of time, that you definitely have the fortitude and ability to become a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. And sure. How about for paying for college? What did that do anything to help you through that? Or
so my pathway, because I went to college first and then joined the military after, I did have the ability to do like a payback option. Mm. So that was a choice for me, and I would just yearly have to submit the paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Wow, nice. That's really cool.
For mine, it was the same GI Bill, but then when I switched over to the National Guard, they gave you a state tuition waiver. So you just present the tuition waiver to the college, and you'd only get charged the fees, and then you could use your GI Bill towards those and towards your textbooks.
Wow.
You end up paying nothing.
That's outstanding.
That's unbelievable. And
we well
know
deserved,
how,
obviously.
Right. Yeah. And we know how expensive college is.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, Friday is Veterans Day. Thursday, today, we did in our flex, we wrote cards to do the military challenge, and we wrote cards to soldiers. I hope that all the flex groups took advantage of that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I know the freshman flex groups did cards for the Veterans Day breakfast, which is tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. here at the academy, the lunchroom in the academy building.
The freshman cafe.
So I mean, we've got a lot going on. I think it's great that we participate in these activities to honor our veterans, just like you both here today.
Yeah, really important.
Jess, I know you're involved in another organization that you've started, and we want to thank you for that, but would you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So I started a club this year. It's in a pilot year, and it's called Pink and Purple Stars. The whole purpose of the club is to bring recognition and support to our community, our military community, recognize our veterans. So we're just getting started, but we have some big plans in place, and we are looking for students who would like to get involved in a club, help give back, to join.
That.
So we meet the first Monday of every month in the freshman school counseling office from about 2 to 2:45.
Nice.
Awesome. What a great thing to be involved
in. Have you met with them already, and have you done any activities yet?
So we've had two meetings. There have been more planning and getting to know the group meetings.
Sure.
But our goal is April is the month of the military child. Last year we did a Purple Up Day. We handed out ribbons, and we're looking to kind of expand on that this year.
Nice.
All right.
Good for you.
So when's the next meeting?
It's going to be the first Monday. So that's going to be December. What's the date? Anyone have a calendar up?
No.
We're looking it up. But first Monday in December.
Technology right here. Huh? Love it.
It would be the 5th.
December 5th. Mm-hmm. Next meeting.
2:40.
Freshman counseling office.
What time?
2 to 2:45.
2 to 2:45.
Very nice. I think that's great. Good for you for doing that.
Yeah.
Didn't you also try to do, and I not try, but you ran a military, fitness program last year, right?
Challenge, right?
Yes, we did. It was a challenge. Yeah. So we had students compete against Pinkerton.
Yeah.
Top students went off to compete against the other high schools, so in Londonderry,
Yeah.
Concord. And the top school with the top scores, the student got, I think it was a $2,000 reward.
Wow.
And then the school got to have a banner.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
Are you going to try and run that this year?
I am hoping so.
I hope awesome. So, too. That's fantastic. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of scores and winning,
yeah,
we had the D1 cheerleading champions right here at Pinkerton Academy.
Well done, ladies.
Yeah, I actually went over and watched them. They are truly amazing.
They really are.
Yeah, yep. So congratulations to our spirit team for their D1 championship once again. Mm-hmm. Fabulous job by them.
Speaking of D1 champions, the cross-country teams, both boys and girls, will be traveling to compete in the New England Championships this weekend.
Wow. Where's that?
In Rhode Island, Pawnegancet.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it should be a barn burner.
That's awesome. Well, good luck to our cross-country teams.
Thank you. And we know football is tomorrow night.
Yes, it is. The quarterfinals. They're playing BG right here at Pinkerton Academy, 7 o'clock. Come on out. Support them. Wear
your
raincoat. Yeah.
If that isn't the fall season at its finest,
yeah,
right?
No, for sure.
So big things happening here on campus, both in sports and otherwise. We know we just got our progress reports, which is just a snapshot, but certainly kind of tells us where we are and helps us get ready for where we want to be. So now's the time to use that time in your flex and in your studies, meet with teachers, and work on those grades. So it's a good little indication of where we're at.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that concludes another episode of the podcast.
But
before we go, we need to ask the same question we always do.
Yeah. So we always put this on our guests. We asked if you guys want to do a shout out to anybody in the Pinkerton community, or even outside.
Yeah.
So
I'll give a shout out. I can't name names, but I have a couple of students who have been really struggling and going through some major things at home, and they're pushing through and they're doing their job as a student, and I've been really proud of them. So my shout out goes to those students who keep going through.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Awesome.
I would. The pressure's on, Mr. Douglas.
I mean, just off the top of my head, I used to coach football here, and some of my football players really stepped up and been still going to the games as a fan, and you know, Cole and Jacob,
both former guests.
They get a lot of recognition on this podcast.
You know, thunder and lightning on the football field.
Yeah, Jay Yanako.
And in academics.
Yeah, Cole, not kid. Jay. Sorry, we slipped.
Jay's
Cole
daddy.
Yanako
and great
and
kids.
Jacob Albert. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, they're on to great things.
Yes, they are.
And they're both going to the same college together, which is the college I went to, Merrimack. Yep. Really cool. Yeah, so great people to shout out to.
Yeah. All right, I guess we got to get back to work, huh?
We do, but again, we want to say that Veterans Day is tomorrow, and why don't you take it some time and thank a veteran for their service?
For sure. Thank you to all those veterans who served.